بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي سروعة عقبة بن الحارث رضي الله تعالى عنه أنه تزوج ابنة لأبي إيهاب بن عزيز، فأتته امرأة فقالت: إني قد أرضعت عقبة والتي قد تزوج بها. فقال لها عقبة: ما أعلم أنك أرضعتني ولا أخبرتني. فركب إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالمدينة فسأله، فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: كيف وقد قيل؟ ففارقها عقبة ونكحت زوجا غيره، رواه البخاري. الصحابي بدنيم أبو سروعة عقبة ابن الحارث، عقبة رضي الله تعالى عنه. So he marries the daughter of Abu Ihab bin Aziz. So عقبة, he marries the daughter of Ihab bin Aziz. Nikah takes place, and then suddenly a woman comes, and the woman comes and says, I breastfed Uqba and the woman that he married. So she comes and informs them that, listen, I fed you, Uqba, and your wife. In other words, I breastfed both of you. So Uqba then says, but I did not know that you breastfed me, nor did you ever inform me before. So he goes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he informs Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is what happened. I got married to the daughter of Ihab bin Aziz. Nikah took place, we are living together, and now this woman comes and says that she breastfed me and my wife when we were young, when we were small, when we were infants. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is asking, what is the masala now? Is it permissible for us to still remain as husband and wife? So Rasulullah says, كَيْفَ وَقَدْ قِيلْ? How can you still remain together when it has been mentioned to you, you have been informed that this woman has breastfed you and your wife? So Uqba radiallahu anhu then had to separate from this wife, and then he married another woman. So again, from this hadith we understand that if the person has been suckled by a woman and she then feeds another person, so then you become foster brother and sister. Like in the case of Uqba, when he was an infant, this woman suckled him and the wife that he married later on, but he was not aware of the fact that this woman was his foster sister. So it's very important sometimes when a child is infant, and the child is crying, and any woman takes the child and then breastfeeds the child, that child mother becomes the foster mother of the child. And she feeds another child, then that becomes the foster brother or sister of this child. And hence nikah is not permissible, just as it's not permissible for a real brother and sister to get married. Like that, a foster brother and sister, it is not permissible for them to get married. So this was the instruction of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because caution and piety demanded that now they separate. This woman came and informed, they had to accept her statement that she fed both of them. And as we're doing this chapter on caution and piety and taqwa, Babul Wara, this caution now demanded that now they separate and did not live as husband and wife, because that possibility was there that they were breastfed by this woman as she claims. So therefore he had to separate from her, and then he married another woman. وعن الحسن بن علي رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال حفظت من رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم دع ما يريبك إلى ما لا يريبك، رواه الترمذي، وقال حديث الحسن الصحيح، معناه اترك ما تشك فيه وخذ ما لا تشك فيه. And this is the simple rule, and this is the usul, the qaida which we are discussing. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم says, or in fact حسن بن علي رضي الله عنه, the grandson of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he says, I learned from the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, from his nana he heard the following statement, and this is a very, very important statement to make us understand this entire explanation of refraining from those things that we have a doubt in. Wherever there's a gray area, then remain aloof from it. Don't indulge yourself in it. Like we mentioned the other day, the hadith, if a person indulges in some matter which there is some doubt, eventually it will lead him to some haram, and his izzat will go away, his integrity will go away, and also his deen will then be damaged. So here Rasulullah says, دَعْمَا يُرِيبُكْ إِلَى مَا لَا يُرِيبُكْ. That which causes you doubt, abstain from it, to that which does not cause you any doubt. A simple example, you go to supermarket and you're going to buy some biscuit. So normally, you know, this particular biscuit, it is absolutely halal and there's no problem with it. And next to it, now there's something new that has come in the market and you're not very, very clear on the ingredients. In fact, the ingredients seem a bit grey to you. You're not sure. It seems that there may be some doubt in it. Therefore, leave out this new biscuit that you want to buy until you are 100% sure that it is absolutely halal. That which you have got no doubt in, you purchase that. So leave out that which is going to cause you doubt for that which does not cause you any doubt. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to understand and make amal. Wa akhiru da'wan. Alhamdulillah.